To tell you about one of the coolest things I've heard about in a long, long time. The Catalina Chamber Choir is presenting a performance of King David in Words and Music on Saturday, this Saturday, June 3rd at 7:30 at Trinity Church in Lenox, Massachusetts. The concert will feature live readings by Pulitzer Prize-winning author Geraldine Brooks. She'll be reading from her latest international best-selling novel, The Secret Chord, about the life of King David, as the choir sings music for chorus and full orchestra based on corresponding texts by and about King David. Geraldine Brooks is the author of five novels, her latest, The Secret Chord, the Pulitzer Prize-winning March, and the international bestseller, Caleb's Crossing, People of the Book, and Year of Wonders. The Catalina Chamber Choir is comprised of 24 dedicated singers of the highest caliber who possess vocal training, excellent sight-reading skills, and considerable choral experience. Andrea Goodman is the founder and director of the choir, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her and Geraldine Brooks to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you for asking.
Hi, Joe. Great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Geraldine. I thank you so much. I've so enjoyed your work, and it's been wonderful over the years to have you on our program, so it's a delight to have you back, especially to talk about this exciting project. Andrea, let us begin with you of how all of this came about.
I was attending a concert last year of the Onager's Oratorio, King David, but that music was just by Arthur Onager, and I thought, well, why not do music based on the life of David among all the composers that have written music on his life from the Renaissance on? And then I thought, well, guess who my favorite author is in my favorite book, and why not have some readings from The Secret Chord, if possible, if Ms. Brooks would find it interesting.
Now, have you ever done anything like this before, Geraldine?
Yes, I have actually once before. I worked with a choir. They were interested in music to be paired with Caleb's Crossing, and I found that such a rewarding experience. But there's even a greater depth of music, because the thing about David is, hello, I wasn't the first to be inspired by his story. People have been inspired by him to paint about him, to compose about him. It's just, I think, one of the most vibrant lives that we have in literature. And the music that he's inspired is sensational. So I'm really looking forward to this.
In picking out the text, how has that been working out, Andrea? Are you doing that as Geraldine, author? And
we're both doing it together. I found, it was a really tough job narrowing down the music. There are enough for three or four concerts of music by and about King David. And so I pretty much chose the text along with Geraldine. I told her what I wanted to do, and she also made some really fabulous suggestions that I didn't know about. And then once I had that, of course, then I said, well, what readings would go with that? And she picked that.
Is that a fun process of picking these readings, of finding the proper words, Geraldine?
Yes, it was. It was great fun, because I want the text to be in dialogue with the music, because we're both working off the same source material, the composer and I, so it's really fun to see what they've done, what bits they quote literally, where they go into the emotion of the scene in the same way that I tried to do as a novelist. But, you know, working with Andrea has been fabulous, because while I was on the initial book tour for The Secret Chord, often people at the readings would say to me after, have you heard such and such a piece? And I would say, no, I haven't heard that one. And then I would go and download it and, you know, be blown away again by some fantastic creative work. So some of that will find its way into the concert.
I love this marriage of the written word and let's face it, literature mixing with beautiful music and the chorus, which is really just, it presses all those great buttons. It's a wonderful checklist, isn't it?
Yes.
And I've always loved chorus best of all from the time I was a little girl and was lucky enough to be taken to my first opera. I could care less about the arias, but when the chorus started up, I was completely slayed. So,
you know, I've asked this of mystery writers, Geraldine, who have talked about how when they are writing that music is a component, and often jazz is very much a part of a writer during the process. Has that been for you, whether it be choral music or classical music or just music in general, of helping you in that creative process?
Yeah, although I have to say I would never listen to jazz when I'm writing. Mm. It's way too differently structured. I really like to listen to, you know, good old Baroque composers where they're trying to play one idea off another and the way they bring back different themes. That, to me, is writer's music.
Sure. And, of course, it depends on what you're writing about. A mystery novel and death and mayhem in the streets of Los Angeles is much different than the subject matters that you are tackling in your work, certainly. Talk a little bit about what brought you, The Secret Court is such a beautiful novel, of what brought you to the subject and King David in the first place.
Well, it was music, actually. It was when my 9-year-old son declared that the one instrument he was interested in learning to play was classical harp. And I was rather surprised by that. I thought it was an odd choice for a little boy. But, over-attentive mother, a kid wants to learn something, off you go. So I found a place to rent a harp, and I found him an instructor. And it was while I was taking him to his lessons and seeing him dwarfed by the gorgeous concert instrument that his teacher allowed him to play, that I started thinking about the other boy harpist from the Bible, and that brought back all these visual images of my years as a fine arts major when I compared Donatello's sculpture of David with Michelangelo's, and I went back looking at the art and all these images of David playing the harp. And I thought, I don't really know this story in full. I only know the highlight reel. And I went and read the books of Samuel, and I thought, holy cow, everything happened to this guy. Every human experience, every emotion, from the highest highs to the lowest lows. And I thought, it's really the first full life we have from early childhood to extreme old age told in this narrative way.
In the, I want to get back, Andrea, to the actual, as you say, you could fill many concerts with all the music that is there, but so being the person in charge, you get to pick your favorites, I assume. That's part of the cool deal.
But then I had to discard some of my favorites, too, so
right.
It was a tough choice.
And what is the input from the chorus itself?
Well, of course, this is a fascinating experience for them, and then they get more, they focus more on the text than they perhaps normally would.
Mm.
And then they sing more dramatically too, which is great.
So how will the evening unfold on Saturday night?
Well, we're going to have music about King David, about the events like the slaying of Goliath, and then there's also the psalms that he's written. You just heard in the opening that was Leonard Bernstein, Psalm 23, sung about David when he was younger as a shepherd. And then interspersed will be readings, introducing what's going to be sung from that are taken directly from the book. So back and forth.
Back and forth.
Yes.
And you'll obviously have rehearsal. You'll get a chance to work with Geraldine a little bit, I assume?
Yeah, we will plug in the readings with the music. So, yes, beforehand.
Do you enjoy the process of reading your work, Geraldine, out loud?
To be absolutely 100% honest,
yes,
it can be very excruciating because you can never get it back for a redo. And if you find an infelicitous word or phrase that you could do better, you just want to beat yourself up so badly.
or you can just listen to the music.
That's
make
right.
you feel
That's
better right. in this case.
Well, but, you know, I'm over it now, but my first couple of books, it was just like, oh, why did I put it like that when this would have been so much better? But, you know, as you get older, I think you become more self-forgiving. So it was the best I could do when the publisher grabbed it from my cold, dead hands.
But there's also that process of seeing the audience react to what you have written, to have this, the literature certainly in book form, but also to be presented to an audience and to have them react in a real-time reaction to what you have read.
Yes, that is usually extremely gratifying.
Well, it's a beautiful evening that is planned for Saturday, June 3rd at 7:30. The Cantilena Chamber Choir. Tell us a little bit about the choir. How did that come about?
Well, there really was a need for all of those singers in the Berkshires and Eastern New York State as well, and even Connecticut and Vermont, who have music degrees, who are teaching, who are a little more advanced than just singing in the oratorio choir, the large 50, 60 voice choirs. They wanted something a little more challenging. And so I've had a lot of very loyal singers that have been there for 13 years who just love to sing that kind of repertoire.
Well,
so
quite blessed to have it in the region. The Cantilena Chamber Choir will present a performance of King David in words and music on Saturday, June 3rd at 7:30.
Yes, and I might add that the very next day at Temple on Chaimunim, there will be a book signing and a discussion about the book.
With Geraldine.
With Geraldine, yes.
Excellent. Geraldine Brooks's novel is the best-selling novel, is The Secret Chord, about the life of King David. And you can find out more about the event by going to cantilenachoir.org, cantilenachoir.org for more information. You can also find a link on our website as well. Andrea Goodman and Geraldine Brooks, a great pleasure to have you both on the program. Have a beautiful weekend, and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
Great
thank
pleasure.
You so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.